This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Buffalo Zone. Editor-in-Chief at Raw Story, Dave Leventhal, joins us to kick things off. Dave, how's your weekend going?
Hi, it's been an eventful weekend, as has been the case for many of us here in Washington, D.C. And I must say, Joe, good move on not broadcasting tennis via radio. Got to think that that would not be a numbers ratings winner for you.
Yeah, we'll save that for the BBC World Service. Dave, let me ask you, obviously with the indictment taking over, I have to imagine, all the talk in D.C., because there's not much to talk about with the Nationals. Did we see this coming? I know we got the word from former President Trump, but was there already an idea this indictment was on the way when you talk around in D.C.?
Yeah, it was pretty clear that something was going to happen. It was more a case of exactly when and maybe where, too, in the sense that a lot of us were curious as to whether, when indictments came down, if D.C. would be the venue, or would it be Florida, or would it be somewhere else? We, of course, got our answer on Thursday night. But you mentioned that Donald Trump kind of preempted all of this. So that was a very intriguing wrinkle, and one that if you kind of open up the PR playbook for how to handle political crises, that was probably a pretty smart move by the president to get ahead of the announcement and be aggressive, say that, yes, this is coming down the pike, this is happening, and Donald Trump was able to, at least from a outward perspective, frame this on his own terms, although if going to put it in PR narratives, he lost control of the narrative relatively quickly.
Yeah, on Friday, we heard from the special counsel in charge, gave a very brief statement and took no questions. I mean, you look at this, Dave, and I'm not a legal mind. Like I said, at the end of the show, we'll speak with an attorney. But I mean, if he gets found guilty on all these charges, I mean, the former president could see jail bars for the rest of his life.
Now, these are very serious charges. This is not misdemeanor level stuff. This is not some fly by night violation type activity. These are felonies. These come with penalties that could amount into the dozens of years when added up all together. And of course, there are 37 different counts in the indictment, and some may prove to be more serious and troublesome for Donald Trump than others. But again, taken in aggregate, this is a very, very problematic indictment for Donald Trump. I mean, what indictment is not problematic, but this is something that is very serious, of course, incredibly unprecedented, and is coming at a time, too, when Donald Trump already has been indicted. for something separate and related and on a parallel track in Manhattan. And also, too, Joe faces two other additional investigations, one, again, at the federal level, which is dealing with his activities related to the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And then in Fulton County, Georgia, where Atlanta is, where the district attorney there, Fannie Willis, is investigating whether Donald Trump had tampered with the results of the 2020 presidential election in the state of Georgia, which Joe Biden won by just a handful of votes. So the storm clouds for Donald Trump, they're not on the horizon, they're here. And there are more storm clouds that could potentially arrive and arrive relatively soon. And the backdrop, obviously, is that Donald Trump is running for president in 2024, running for president actively very now, leads the Republican field, which is growing by the week and by the day. And he was out rallying in Georgia and North Carolina yesterday as if he is full speed ahead, which from all accounts, he absolutely is.
You know, but since this indictment, Dave, you have most conservatives, right, saying that it's a double standard. But you also have most of those conservatives that say, you know, I said this on Friday, multiple things can be true. I mean, you can call out a double standard, but you can also say very sloppy by the former president, very reckless behavior by the former president. It seems like you are hearing that more in this indictment than you heard from the New York indictment on the right side of the political aisle.
Well, look, I would encourage everyone out there, regardless of what their political persuasions are personally, whether you loathe Donald Trump, whether you love Donald Trump, whether you voted for him, whether you would never vote for him, to just simply read the 49-page indictment. It lays it out in pretty plain and readable English as to what the government is alleging Donald Trump has done and has not done. And you know, you're going to hear a lot from Donald Trump and his supporters about, well, this is a witch hunt, and this is just the latest episode, and liberals attacking me, and it's nothing more than that. The indictment itself, which a grand jury, which is basically a gathering of Donald Trump's peers, so much as Donald Trump can have peers, they base their indictment on evidence. And the evidence is coming largely from people who are associated with Donald Trump, who are in Donald Trump's orbit, who work for Donald Trump, and most notably from Donald Trump himself, his own words, his own actions. And most everyone by now has probably seen the photos of the boxes in Mar-a-Lago. I think you make a good point that, yes, is there a fair criticism out there that there is a double standard that, well, hey, if we're not going to look at Hillary Clinton's emails or what Joe Biden is doing with also classified documents that have been found in his residence, why should we be doing anything with Donald Trump? Well, you know, these are individual situations that need to be judged and viewed on their own merits. That is going to happen. And, you know, everyone, I think, owes it to themselves to understand not only what Donald Trump is arguing, but what the government is alleging to as well, and make their own conclusions based on the available evidence and information that is out there. And there will be more to come.
Speaking of President Trump, as you said, he is back on the campaign trail in a GOP field that has grown, Dave, since the last time you've been on the station. We've had three more people throw their hat into the ring. Is there any buzz around former Vice President Mike Pence, the North Dakota governor whose name escapes me, and Chris Christie? Is there any buzz in D.C. around either of these individuals?
Well, I laugh because I think a lot of us are having to like write down before interviews or whatnot, like, oh, the governor from North Dakota, it's Doug Burgum, not exactly a household name here, but yes, he is a presidential candidate now, and he's definitely hoping that his name will be a little bit more well-known, say, next week or next month than it was when he first announced. To your question, is there a whole lot of buzz? Not really. It's going to be difficult for any of these candidates at this point to truly break in and make a splash. Ron DeSantis is kind of the outlier here, but even he's struggling in the polls and definitely running a distant second to Donald Trump at this moment in time. So this very much begs the question, well, what the heck are these guys doing? And we could have a whole show on that. But, you know, in short, They see what's happening, too. They are very knowledgeable of the fact that Donald Trump is facing some incredible legal peril, and also, too, that, you know, Donald Trump he turns 77 years old very soon. You have some candidates already in the Republican field kind of rumbling about, well, you know, we agree with Donald Trump on a lot of things, but maybe it is time to turn the page and let a new generation of Republicans and conservatives carry the Republican banner going into 2024 against Joe Biden. I mean, in a way, every time a Republican says, Joe Biden, you know, he's fallen over. He's tripping over things. He can't seem to, you know, get a coherent sentence out sometimes. He's going to be 86 years old at the end of his second term if he runs. Well, Donald Trump's no spring chicken either. So there's this kind of weird tightrope that a lot of Republicans who are in their 40s or 50s or 60s are walking in this race. But one I think you're going to see, especially come debate time, where that argument is going to be made. And increasingly, Chris Christie may be out there, the former New Jersey governor, saying Donald Trump is unethical. He has done terrible things. In Chris Christie's opinion, we need to do better. Not all the candidates are saying something like that, but I would be shocked if over the next many months, more and more don't go in that direction, as Donald Trump is basically facing multiple legal court proceedings against him at a moment when we're having to choose as an electorate, and the Republican Party will be choosing as a party who to nominate and then ultimately who to elect.
You know, Dave, I've been keeping my eyes on the polls, and for me, I just look at them, right? But maybe you can break this down a little more. You look at the Iowa caucus poll, and there's, you know, a million polls out there. But in every poll, it seems like DeSantis will gain a point or two here. And we are so far away. From what you remember in 2016, is this at all resembling, you know, how, I mean, at this point in 2015, Jeb Bush was the leader for the Republican Party in all these polls. Is this resembling that, and maybe just a point here and there as we get to 2024?
So polls are a snapshot in time, period. End of story. They don't predict what's going to happen 2 months from now. They certainly don't predict what's going to happen a year from now. Now, they can be very useful tools as basically testing the temperature of the water as it is today. Like, you know, if you're going to go into your swimming pool, you want to know what the temperature is now. But that reading, when it says, you know, comes back 78 degrees, it's not going to tell you what the pool water is going to be like in a week. So, you know, you got to measure again. And that's the nature of polling. But yeah, if polling was accurate and a predictor of future things to come at this time in June of 2015, then yeah, we'd be talking about President Jeb Bush in his second term right now, or President Scott Walker. I mean, no, people go up, people go down, and many of these Republican presidential candidates are betting, they're banking their entire campaign on the idea that Donald Trump, his poll numbers will begin to fall, his fortunes will begin to flag, and they will have an opportunity, whether that's Nikki Haley or Tim Scott or Mike Pence or any of the other 7, 8, 9, 10 semi-legitimate candidates who are running on the Republican side, that they're going to have a moment and they're going to shoot up in the polls. And hey, you know, there were some candidates who rocketed to the top of the polls quite near to when the first votes were being cast. Let's remember, you know, Herman Cain or Ben Carson, and, you know, a couple of candidates who really made a late push but ended up falling off the map. Newt Gingrich was another one, too. So things will go up, things will go down. And yeah, you know, another reason, too, that some of these candidates are running is because it's great publicity for them, too. They may not have much of a chance of running and winning the presidency of the United States, but hey, it might result in an administration post if the Republicans win, or a really fat contract at some TV news organization. There are definitely fringe and ancillary benefits that come with running for the president of the United States, and oftentimes not too many downsides, unless, of course, your name is Jeb Bush. There are definitely some counterpoints as well.
Dave, we can't go the whole segment without focusing on the White House and things on the Democrat side of the aisle. Now, obviously, there will be no debates when it comes to a Democratic primary, yes. But, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. is making noise. Yes, he's polling very small at 17%, but some big names making pushes for Robert Kennedy Jr. He did a Twitter thing with Elon Musk, Aaron Rodgers, who, you know, not our favorite guy right now in Buffalo, but Aaron Rodgers has put his support. Former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has put his support. Is the White House, does the White House have anything to be concerned about? Are they showing that they have any concerns about, you know, two other people in the party trying to at least get Joe Biden on a debate stage?
So to your second question first, is the White House concerned or is the White House doing anything about this? No, they're not. Their whole modus here is to ignore, and pretend that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Marianne Williamson, who is again running for president, she ran in 2020, that they don't even exist and that they're non-entities in the Democratic primary, which Joe Biden, for all intents and purposes, is running as if he is going to win and have no fight on his hands. And in reality, I mean, there's no appetite among Democrats, who are going to be the ones who are voting in these primaries, to nominate RFK Jr. over Joe Biden. Now, are there rumblings in the Democratic Party about whether they would maybe like somebody else to be running instead of Joe Biden? Would they like Joe Biden to step down gracefully and leave it open to somebody else who is younger in the party or somebody who has a slightly different philosophy or who might be able on a national or international stage to represent the country better in their opinion? Yes, the answer is yes, but Joe Biden is running again and he's the president. So nobody is going to stand in his way except for, you know, apparently two pretty fringe candidates at this point and likely in the future as well, because there's just no basis of support on a widespread basis, even if there are individuals here and there, including high-profile individuals, as you mentioned, who may get behind their races. This is a numbers game, and the numbers just simply aren't there for a Kennedy or a Williamson.
Also at the White House, Dave, this is getting a little bit of buzz on Twitter. You know, after ending the COVID emergency, the White House now for one event is bringing back mask mandates for those who are unvaccinated. Is there truth to the story?
There's going to be little blips and flops here, and don't be surprised if that happens. I mean, one thing that we were talking about a whole lot with masks here in Washington, D.C. over the past week was lots of people you were seeing putting their masks back on, not for anything that had anything to do with viruses, but had everything to do with the Canadian wildfires. So, you know, it was interesting walking down on, let's see, it was Wednesday when things were just starting to get kind of bad here in Washington, D.C. I was walking down Constitution Avenue right in the heart of the city by the National Mall, and I saw a family that had Donald Trump T-shirts on wearing masks. Now, you almost certainly wouldn't have seen that 2 days ago or any time in the past many, many months, but I think it's indicative of just the kind of weird situation that we're in this spring and summer with cross currents and things that might not necessarily be politically palatable to some people actually being done because, well, you know, you can't breathe in the smoke, or maybe you have a lung illness or whatnot that is not going to work for you when you're on your family vacation and you're breathing in basically soot and ash. So, you know, it's a funny time we live in right now. But I wouldn't be shocked if, especially if there was a resurgence of COVID or a flashpoint at some time in the future, which is entirely possible, that the White House or public health administrators are going to be singing a different tune about what we should do in response as a result to the situation on the ground, Joe.
Dave, it wouldn't be a Joe Beamer interview if I forgot to ask a question, and now we'll go back before the interview's over. Speaking of the indictment, you mentioned the other investigations that are still going on out there. Any idea of when those could be released, when those decisions could be made?
It could be soon. So these have been going on for a long while now, particularly in Georgia, and in essence, that's been going on for about 2 years, the investigation into January 6th and Donald Trump's role in that. At the federal level, it's a little shorter, but of course we had the January 6th committee that took place in the U.S. House, so there have been other things going on that have basically fed into the federal government's investigation, also led by Jack Smith, the special prosecutor. And so this is something where, yes, it could be still many weeks or many months even before we come to some sort of resolution. But frankly, I don't think any of us here in D.C., at least those of us who cover this and who monitor and watch this, if it was later this month or sometime during the summer, it doesn't seem like these are just going to linger for perpetuity and that we'll still be talking about these investigations in, say, 2025. Something's going to have to give relatively soon. And the fact that we already have two investigations that have separate and apart from each other resulted in indictments of the former president, in a way, the proverbial floodgates have opened at least a bit here. And there may be more action yet to come and more news that's going to break.
And when talking about document investigations, the one with Mike Pence, that one is closed or closing, and the one for Biden is still in the investigation phase?
That's correct. So the investigative action that was taken against Mike Pence, the federal government has said, signed, sealed, delivered, done, it's over. And there's going to be no charges. There is no indictment. Mike Pence, in all appearances here, is off the hook for classified material that had been in his possession. The Joe Biden administration, or the Joe Biden investigation, is ongoing. So that's something that, you know, a lot of people are like, well, wait, why is that one still ongoing and Donald Trump is not? And again, let's remember that these are two investigations. They're going to be weighed on their own merits. They are different situations that deal with the same type of material. So not all classified information is equal. Not all situations are equal. This is no defense or indictment in an informal way of anyone at all. But this is how the process works. And a grand jury, if it ultimately gets to that point, are going to have to do its job and to decide ultimately if the level of material that has been found is significant enough to ultimately result in an indictment. So, you know, the big difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden is that Joe Biden, and believe him or don't believe him, but what he says is that, look, I didn't know I had this material. Stuff got moved to my place. As soon as we found it out, we alerted the government and have cooperated fully, and you were able to take it away, which stands in contrast to the approach that Donald Trump took. So, you know, that too is going to be weighed on its merits as the investigation into Joe Biden goes forward as to whether he's telling the truth in that regard. And we don't know yet. There's no way to definitively tell and judge as to whether that is the case or not, which is why we have these processes go forward.
Dave, two more questions. How do you feel about Josh Allen on the cover of Madden?
Everyone's like, no, it's going to be a curse. Let's remember that, you know, a certain Kansas City quarterback may have also landed on the cover. So
that's right.
Maybe that's, boating in a bit of a different direction for all of us in Bills Mafia.
And we lost a legend this week. Tom Joles passed away at the age of 89. I saw you put some kind words on your Twitter.
Oh, man. I mean, one of my favorites. I most kids in the 80s growing up in Buffalo, like watching Commander Tom and, you know, on Sunday mornings and, you know, Davy and Goliath and all the cartoon and kids shows and whatnot. I mean, it was just must-see TV. And I had, you know, occasion to meet Tom Joles on a couple of occasions, both while I was living in Buffalo and after that. And just simply one of the kindest, nicest, most gentle, most interesting guys you're ever going to meet. And the person that you saw on TV, his persona was, at least in my experience, exactly the person that you met in real life, which you could say that for a lot of people, who are in Buffalo media, who have come and passed, Van Miller, Irv Weinstein, they have these wonderful memories of sitting in Perkins with like Van Miller and his wife one time for a half hour when he invited, you know, a bunch of high school kids from Kenmore West High School over to his table. I mean, this is the kind of caliber of a person that Tom Joles was. And it was always very heartening to know that. And also appreciated all the work that he did over the years, all the way up and including to, you know, weather sticks and the term salubrious, which I think many, many more people in Buffalo know than probably any place on planet Earth.
He is Buffalo's own Dave Leventhal, the editor-in-chief at Raw Story. Dave, as always, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.